He's called the Dirt Doctor. You can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with me if you want to call anytime. It is 866-444-3478. I got plenty to talk about, but I'll work you in here whenever you want to chat. If you have a question or a comment or a report for us. I told you as we started a little unusually this morning, I told you that we had covered last week's dog again. I forgot to cover this week's dog, and I need to do it for you because it's a cutie. Coco, 5.5-year-old male bulldog mix. Photographs on our website on dirtdoctor.com, but he's white, black nose and eyes, and really good-looking dude. 90 pounds. He's big, lovable guy, sweet personality. He's a gentle giant who loves to cuddle with people and hold hands. Once you start petting him, he will give you his paw for some hand-holding. He walks very well on a leash, rides great in the car, and is friendly with everyone he meets. If you're looking for a big, friendly giant to take naps with, he's the one for you. Coco has been neutered, microchipped, and all the age-appropriate vaccinations. Come meet him today, and you can meet him at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center. He sounds like and looks like a really, really good find for you. Coco, take a look at him on our website. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the SPCA button, and you can see him and also Pierre, Boss, Pinta, Eleanor, and all the other wonderful mutts, mostly, that we have presented before. We watched, by the way, speaking of mutts, we watched the Westminster dog show the other night. Just fantastic, beautiful dogs. And don't get me wrong, I am a big standard poodle fan. One of the smartest dogs, the smartest dog we've ever owned, Judy and I have ever had, was a standard poodle. His name was Wayman. He was incredible. But I hate the way they trim those things. We just kept our dog in a puppy cut the whole time. And I hate that. I don't mind that it won, but I sure would like for some of those more natural-looking dogs to have a little bit more of a fighting chance in that kind of a deal. I heard some other people on television talking about that mutts and normal-looking dogs that aren't trimmed into that fancy French poodle look don't stand a chance in that competition. And that's too bad. I hate to hear that. I didn't really realize that. And it may not be the case, but it kind of seems that way because there was a lot of other really great dogs. That one was probably smarter than any dog in the competition, and it behaved beautifully and all that. And I'm sure that's why it won. But I don't like that trimming myself. Okay, let me see. Where were we? We were finishing up on the evolution of the basic organic program, evolving through the sick tree treatment, solving trees that are in stress by adding a couple of things that are very important, the aeration of the soil, either mechanically or with hydrogen peroxide, and then, of course, the most important thing, exposing the flares on woody plants, not just trees, but any kind of woody plants. They need to have those flares dramatically exposed, and if that is done, the stress, almost all of the stresses that plants deal with, short of planting a plant that's ill-adapted to the climate and the soil where you planted it, are taken care of. So that is the sick tree treatment part of it, and then moving into the detox program, again, for growing whatever crop you want to grow. There's a lot of interest in hemp these days, but any kind of food crop, if you want it to be really clean, you need to clean up the soil, because the soil will clean up itself. Nature will clean it up, but it'll take a long time to do it, especially if the really recalcitrant things have been used. And one of the worst is Roundup. Roundup stays in the soil a long time. Yeah, I know you've heard other people say it goes away, becomes inactive when it hits the soil. That's a lie. That's not true. And it stays around for a long time. It's been found all over the world in places where it hasn't been used, including glaciers and it's been found in mother's milk. It's been found in tests and on all kinds of food, including wines, up to and including organic wines. A big test was run in California some years ago. So don't be fooled about it not being hanging around. It does. But we can detox it. And the detox program is the sick tree treatment, you know, the basic organic program moved into the sick tree treatment, of course, with the detox of the soil. We don't have to do the flare, you know, the removal of the soil from the flare, because we're just talking about dealing with basically farmland, ranch land, things like that. If we are dealing with some trees and woody things, taking care of the flare is an important part of it, but that's the sick tree treatment, not the detox program. The detox program still does aeration. You still want to disturb the soil with aeration of some kind, or use the hydrogen peroxide to spray the soil or drench the soil really good is even better. And then what we add to all those organic amendments, the same stuff that we use in the basic organic program, we're going to add to that two very important things. For this is for cleaning up the soil. The first one is for locking up the path, the toxic chemicals straight away. And the second is for helping break down through microbial activity those molecules in a little bit longer term. Locking up the molecules immediately is done by spraying activated charcoal or a fine textured humate. Activated charcoal probably is a little bit more effective, and it's available out there. It's available through industry. It's used in industry, and they don't want to deal with gardeners and horticulturalists all that much, so it's a little bit hard to get a hold of. The Medina Corporation, thanks to Bob, our friend in San Antonio, Bob Webster, talked to Stewart about it, has come up with a way of micronizing a humate that works beautifully in this regard. And you can get it through, you can tell your retail store or your contractor or whatever that they can get it from Medina, or it can be purchased directly from Medina in Hondo, Texas. And what we do is we mix this fine textured humate, which is so fine that it's like talcum powder. And it needs to be that fine because we want it to go into suspension in the water, and then we spray it on the contaminated soil, no matter what the contamination is. It can be chemicals like Roundup and 2,4-D and Diazinon and Dursban. It can be chlordane and heptachlor from the past, you know, that used to be used for termites. It can be any contamination, including up to and including heavy metals. It will help on all of those things. But the first thing that it does, it doesn't break them down. It doesn't make those toxic molecules just explode. What it does, it grabs them and it locks them up. It takes them out of the system and makes them unavailable in the soil. And then the amendments that we use for the basic program are what, break down those big molecules over a little bit longer period of time and really truly clean up the soil, detoxify it. And in that category are your compost, your rock minerals, your sugars, and all that. But we're going to add a couple of things. We're going to add the humate or the activated charcoal to tie it up in the beginning. And then to help the biological activity, we're going to add a couple of things, the most important one being orange oil. We're going to mix orange oil into the spray, and we can do it with the carbon spray, with the humate or the activated charcoal, or we can do it separately. I do it up to about 2 ounces per gallon of water. That's the same rate we use to kill insects on the top of plants. But when we're spraying it into the soil, it's going to start, being neutralized some in, as far as concentration in the soil. And as it goes into the soil at that level, it is beneficial for microbe development. It's helpful for the beneficial bacteria and fungus and protozoa and all the things that we want to grow that helps with the final cleanup of the soil. If you do it at 1 ounce per gallon, it's probably safer, but I think you can get away with it at 2 ounces and get a little bit more efficacy, but do not go over that. And that's the evolution of the basic organic program into the soil detox. So see if that will work for you. Let's see where we are here. Let's go to break in 2 seconds, so I'll be back right after this.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Ladybug Brand is back. The three best-selling items from Ladybug Brand will be available this spring. Vortex Potting Soil, Hill Country Garden Soil, and Revitalizer Compost. Ask your local garden center for Ladybug products or go to ladybugbrand.com if you would like to sell Ladybug Brand products in your store. Ladybug Brand is back. Go to ladybugbrand.com for more information. That's ladybugbrand.com.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are one of the great landscape plants and also one of the best medicinal and culinary herbs in the world. They should be grown organically. When roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of the rose is squandered. Rose hip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, buy and plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are usually the best choice. Planting, watering, feeding instructions can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. For disease control in general, spray roses with garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray plant oil products such as Pure Grow. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in the early spring or when the foliage begins to grow. For serious disease problems, apply the sick tree treatment. And to learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to enjoy the amazing health benefits of your own Hot Springs Infrared Spa anytime? Hello, this is Howard Garrett from my friends at Relax Infrared Sauna. I have one of these incredible devices and I absolutely love it. It relieves pain, brings oxygen to your cells. It's great for circulation, deep detox, depression, insomnia, arthritis, neuropathy, inflammation, chronic conditions, and much more. You'll love it too. It's portable, affordable, and simple. It uses medical grade technology and works by delivering beneficial light waves deep inside your body. The result? Increased energy, better sleep, glowing skin, weight loss, wound healing, and much more. It's also healthy for diabetics, heart patients, and children. For the holidays, the Relax Sauna is a perfect gift for anyone. Use promo code THEDIRTDOCTOR at checkout for a special discount. Order now at RelaxSaunas.com. That's RelaxSaunas.com. All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to go right to the phones here. We've got some people holding. Wanted to tell you, though, quickly that we are on location today in Belton, Texas, at the Bell County Expo. It's the Mother Earth News Fair here, about the fourth year I've done it here. I spoke yesterday on the soil detox that I just went through for you on the air here. Today, my talk is 2 o'clock or so this afternoon, and it's going to be on the fabulous trees. And I'm going to be talking about how to plant and manage trees properly in the talk, but also review some of my favorite fabulous trees, like the champion pecan tree, the history on it, in Weatherford, my giant ginkgo at home, Nellie's climbing tree, of course, the 3,000-year-old Montezuma cypress in Oaxaca, Mexico, and a few others as well. So if you're in this area, come by and see us, and we have a booth, and stop by and say hi. Our booth is the Texas Organic Research Center, and we've got sign-up sheets for you there if you want to sign up for our online class, which a lot of people are doing. If you want information about our books, in fact, Mother Earth News is selling my books here. If you want to buy them in another way, you can't get by the event here. You can buy them from our website. Just click on the red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com, and it'll take you to the area where the books are. My organic art is cataloged and shows you what it is and what it's made out of, what I use to paint the paintings, how much they cost, and all that. All funds go to Texas Organic Research Center, and it's non-toxic. Non-toxic is right. It's tax deductible, non-taxed, and tax deductible both. So, anyway, to the phones. Let's go first to Azle, Texas, and talk to Richard. Hello, Richard.
Yes, sir. Sincerely appreciate your show.
Thank you, sir.
Quick question. A couple weeks ago, I called. I've got a little area cemetery type thing for my pets, and I asked you for a ground cover, and you gave me one. I think it ends in either SOM or SUM. Does that ring a bell?
SOM or SUM.
Okay.
There's a native ground cover called horse herb, I may have mentioned to you. I don't know what else it could have been. If you're It depends on what you're looking for. Are you looking for a turf, a grass, or a ground cover, or what kind of plant are you looking for?
Ground cover with little flowers, I think, is what you said.
A horse herb is a native ground cover that's pretty much indestructible. That would be a good choice for you to at least consider. It will grow in sun or shade. It has small leaves that are shaped a little bit like Asian jasmine, which I love. Asian jasmine is one of the toughest ground covers. Asian jasmine is a little harder to get established and a little more costly to get established. It has shiny leaves. The horse herb has more matte, duller leaves, but it has little tiny yellow flowers all over it. There's another native ground cover called frog fruit that you might look at that would be very low maintenance, and it's really good looking white flowers and can work well with the horse herb. Those would be two natives that you could consider. Something in the letters that you mentioned, though, I'm not sure what that would have been.
Okay, I may be totally wrong. That's what I remember. But that's
if you're going to do a turf grass, that's absolutely the lowest maintenance of any turf grass and doesn't require any water at all once it's established, would be our native buffalo grass. So you might take a look at that also. Those three things would be what I would look at in a cemetery situation where you're not going to be there all the time, you know, giving it real close management.
Yeah, okay. Okay, now for my hard question. I hope I'm not taking up all your time.
No, it's fine.
I bought a statue of a mermaid, and I want to put moss where the hair is. Now, I remember, I don't know if I read it or how somebody told me, but I heard you take moss, scrape it off, and mix it with buttermilk, and then just paint it on. Does that ring a bell at all?
That would probably work if you, after doing that, kept it moist all the time. If you went out there every day, a couple times a day, especially in the beginning, and misted it with some water, you could get it to take hold. You could also just smear the milk or some kind of other sugar, molasses, or anything like that on it without even having the moss in it, and keep it sprayed, and it'd probably grow moss on its own. But I think your idea of actually propagating the moss, moving some to the area, is a better way to go to get, a full growth like you are looking for faster. But you have got to absolutely be very consistent in watering it several times a day, misting it, get it to take hold.
Okay, well, I went through the forest. I didn't find much moss, but I found a little river with, is that algae in the river on the rocks, or is that moss?
That's a moss. The green moss that's growing on my rocks in my koi pond are exactly what you're looking for, I think, and that's probably what you saw. So give that a shot. Now, it also needs to be in the shade. If it's in the full sun, it's going to burn up.
That was my next question. Totally, as you know, under trees where it's hardly any sun.
Yeah, you need to have it in pretty much full sun. I'm going to have to run. If you had something, I'll put you on hold, and we will talk more. If not, we'll talk next time. I'm Howard Garrett, Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
Gardeners and landscape professionals, do you want to receive the best how-to videos teaching how to install and maintain successful food gardens and landscapes? This course is taught by Howard Garrett with 15 chapters of instruction, and it includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It is fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner. Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way, how it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We're going to go to Farmers Branch next and talk to Phyllis.
Good morning.
Hi, Phyllis.
Well, I've been listening to your information that you've given out on starting the soil rebuilding, and I have a question. I'm trying to figure out what to do first, and I didn't hear you say anything about this. I'm looking at my backyard right now, and it's covered with this weed. I haven't seen it before this year, but it's real close down on the ground. It has teeny tiny little green leaves, and it just is literally covering this backyard area. So I'm wondering how I start my program, because I don't think anything will get through this. So how do I get rid of this first?
What do you want to eventually plant there, turf or beds, or what's your plan?
I had San Augustine out here, and it didn't do very well, and now this has taken over this spring, so I'd probably just put the San Augustine back.
Okay.
Maybe resod it.
Yeah, let me tell you the best way to go, and then we can talk about a couple of alternatives. The best way to go would be to resod it, solid sod. And you can get rid of that stuff a couple of different ways. You could spray it with one of the organic herbicides and not risk contaminating your soil. You can use vinegar or one of the fatty acid products or the essential oil product that I like so much called Pure Grow, Pure Grow Weed Crush. But then you still, after doing that, really need to scrape it off. It'll be easier to scrape off after you kill it, but you could actually save a little bit of time, especially if you hire somebody to come in and do it for you, to just scrape the stuff off and not worry about spraying it first. You see what I mean? And you can scrape it off. The contractors can do it with hand tools and things like that. They can do it with a sod cutter. You could do it yourself or with some of the family members or whatever, however you want to do it. And that's really all the bed preparation that you need other than just roughing it up, which you're going to do as you scrape the weeds away.
Right.
And then you put down the solid sod, and then we'll put the basic organic program amendments that I talked about on top of the St. Augustine grass. You can put some of them under it, but the carbon ones and the fertilizer ones need to go on top. You could put the rock minerals, and you could put the sugars in the soil before you put the solid sod down. But as far as the compost and then the organic fertilizers and all that, we want those to go on top of the St. Augustine after you've laid it in place.
Okay, great. Now, one last question. I can rake this. I'm going to be doing this with my grandson when he'll stop
by. Okay, good.
But I can scrape it off without spraying it and killing it first. I mean, it's got shallow roots. I can just scrape it off.
Yeah, most of the noxious weeds, the annual weeds, which is what I think you probably have there, don't have real deep roots. You can just try a small area and see how it works for you. If it's not coming out easy enough, just scraping it off. Get some of the Pure Grow and spray it and kill it and then scrape the dead off. But I think we can skip one step if we just scrape it off to begin with.
Okay. And that's, if I need it, it's called Pure Grow. And
Pure Grow Weed
it?
Crush is the one I like the most right now. But the strong vinegars, the 10% up to 20%, if you use 10%, you can use my formula that's on dirtdoctor.com. Add a little orange oil and a little bit of soap to it, and it works.
Yeah.
So there are,
I'm going to be buying your book when you come to see us out here in Carrollton next month.
Okay, good. Well,
I'll have that handy.
You can also use the fatty acid products. Some of the stores sell fatty acid products, which are fancy soaps, things like Scythe and BioSafe and things like that. But I've had the best luck lately with this product called Pure Grow. They make a disease control, an insect stop, and also this weed crush. They're all made of cinnamon and clove.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I'll get started.
Get to work and give me a before and after shot, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Bye.
Telephone numbers are open for you at 866-444-3478. One other thing that I could have mentioned to her, and I will, hope she's still listening to other people too. Once you put down solid sod, whatever it is, whether it's St. Augustine grass or Bermuda, Zoysia, buffalo grass, whatever it is, get the joints as tight as you can. It helps if you wet the soil down before you put the solid sod down, and it also helps if you actually wet the back of the sod, the soil side of the sod, before you put it down, so we have nice, good moisture of the sod and the soil that it's going on and no dry spots. It also can help. It's not essential, but it will also help if you get a roller, which you can, if you're doing it yourself, you can rent from a rental company, and they normally fill with water to make them heavier and roll the sod. What that does that's beneficial is it's not so much smoothing out the surface of the sod as it is eliminating the air pockets underneath the sod. And if you have air pockets left, you're going to get some yellow spotting from that. So if you use a contractor or do it yourself and rent it, if you do tamp it down a little bit, a roller's the best way to go, it is going to give you the earliest green and the most consistent green across the entire new area. By the way, before we go to the next call, Chris called in. I really appreciate it and said that the ground cover that she thought I was talking about to the fellow that had the dog cemetery were sedums, and that may be right. Sedums are ground covers, especially some of the low-growing gray ones, are pretty darn tough, and that might be another thing for you to look at. They not only have evergreen color, but they have yellow flowers. Some have different color flowers. Most of them have yellow, but it may be some of the sedums that we had been talking about before. So take a look at that, too. That gives you a good, we got frog fruit, we got horse herb, we got buffalo grass, and sedums. That group there, it's a pretty good group to choose from to have pretty low maintenance ground covers, okay? Here's Brett in Comanche, Oklahoma. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Garrett. Hey, I'm brand new to your program, so
I'm
going to probably be calling you a lot.
All right, great. I'm glad you called. I got a new doctor by the name of Brett, so welcome aboard.
Well, I just brought a new home back in August, so I've been cleaning up, and it's but one thing that's kind of a big issue is the water softener system. When it does its clean out, it basically dispenses salt water. And it's just been running out on the ground, so, you know, no grass is grown there, and it's just very sandy at this point. And I'm wondering if do I need to remove that soil and replace it, or is there a way I can rejuvenate it?
You can rejuvenate it. One of the things that I did from a research standpoint years ago, I worked with an oil company out in Vernon, Texas, where salt water from the reclaiming of the oil wells out there had destroyed the soil, and the areas we were working in had been dead for 75 years. And we ran tests on what was the best way to start growing stuff, grass, you know, anything on these dead soil areas. And we did it. We grew stuff on it again. They didn't take it and use it on multiple, you know, hundreds of acres because there wasn't any pressure from anybody to do that. But we did discover how to do it. And basically what it is, Brett, is the basic organic program with a heavy amount of manure compost on the front end of it. And then all those other amendments that we've been talking about, including in this case, when we have salt, making sure that the Garrett juice is part of the program. I kind of assume everybody knows that in the basic organic program and the sick tree treatment both and the detox program, that whole thing I was talking about before, the spraying of Garrett juice as the final step is always a very important part of it, and it would be in the desalination of the soil here too, because the neutralizing that you'd get from the apple cider vinegar and the other ingredients in the Garrett juice will really help as well or better than anything, any part of the basic program to get things growing in that salted up land. But the answer to your question is yes, you can detox salted up soil, and it's with the basic organic program.
Well, that's good to know. Yeah, I've also had a big sticker issue, so I plan on really getting after it this year.
Well, grass burrs are tough because they're in indicating, first of all, that you probably have sandy, lousy soil, pretty low-health soil. And so building it up with the organic program, same thing we've been talking about. And in this case, adding something to it, I'd recommend highly, and that would be corn gluten meal. Corn gluten meal is the protein portion of corn meal, and it's available commercially out there real easily in the feed stores and garden centers and nurseries and so forth. And right now is a great time to put it out. We're, you know, middle of February is normally the window we shoot for, so you're right on target. Buy it and put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And basically what that is, people always ask me, or often ask me, how do you determine that? Well, the way I do it is pretty shoot from the hip. I put organic fertilizers of any kind, including the corn gluten meal in a cyclone spreader, you know, the one that has a whirly bird on the bottom of it and broadcast the fertilizer. I put it in there, and I open it up full open, and I walk briskly one direction, and then I walk 90 degrees to that with it wide open, and that puts out about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Now, that's not scientific or anything, but it works pretty well, okay?
Okay. I was also wondering what your opinions on locust trees, and then I think I've got staghorn sumac also.
That gets into – can you hold with me so we're not too rushed, and I'll talk about it with you when I come back?
Yeah.
Or I can just talk and you can listen to me. I'll talk about getting rid of trash trees right after this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back with you. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? Pure Grow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for Pure Grow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. Cinderite is the only high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. Their lava soil amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production, and it can be delivered directly to you. Call Cinderite at 435-200-3191. That's 435-200-3191, or visit cinderite.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Brett chose to stick with us, which is good. We can talk in more detail. Brett, you there?
Yes.
What was your next question?
I'm kind of got overran by these thorny locust trees. And in fact, there's one of them that's actually grown up through an oak tree and it's killing it, and I don't want that to happen to the rest of my good trees.
Okay.
So I was wondering if I should try to thin some of those out.
Yeah, I think that with honey locusts, the ones that have the thorns, the best way to manage them is to get rid of them completely. I think it's a horrible tree. I've consulted on a large residential property. He had a big one in the front yard, and it took me about 3 years to finally get him to cut it completely down. But they're dangerous, in my opinion, and they're trash, and they're bad. So let me give you a couple different ways to get rid of honey locusts or hackberries that you don't want, or, you know, any kind of a trash tree at all. The first thing a homeowner can do himself, herself, is to have it cut down and, you know, turn the wood into mulch, grind it up. And using it for mulch, I have no problem with at all. But grinding up the whole thing, thorns and all, is fine. Using it for firewood, I don't have a problem with either. But when we cut it down, we need to do something about the stump. So what the homeowner can do is, one, drill holes in the stump. And if you drill half-inch holes about a half-inch apart all through the stump, that's ideal. That's a lot of holes. But the more you drill, the better, the more effective the killing will be. The first thing you can use after the holes are drilled is molasses. You can fill the holes full of molasses and then put a bunch of shredded material over the top of it, cover it up. Some people like to put a piece of carpet to really kind of seal it off. But really all you need to do is put a thick layer of shredded mulch over it, and the sugar will stimulate the microbes to rot the stump out. That takes a while. It doesn't go real quickly. It probably takes a couple of years for it. You may have some sprouts that try to, you know, pop up through it. In the meantime, you just cut them off. What'll work a little bit faster is to do the same hole drilling and put in it diesel and molasses. Now, this is something Bob Webster and I have talked about for a long time. He uses it for mesquite trees and weesach and some of those kind of things when they're a real problem. It's not organic because diesel is not organic. But on the other hand, I don't have a problem using diesel. I'm a diesel mechanic from the Marine Corps, as a matter of fact. Diesel is actually very easy to break down. Crude oil is the easiest thing to break down of the whole oil situation, and the less it's refined, the easier it is to break down. And if you're putting it with molasses into the holes and smearing it all over the stumps, I don't have a problem with that, and it's very easy to clean it up and for it not to be a long-term contamination for your property. The third thing, you can choose whichever one of these you want. The third method would be to drill the same holes. Always the holes help. You could do it without the holes, but it's just going to take a lot longer. But we drill the holes and we fill the holes full of saltpeter. Saltpeter is potassium nitrate. It's actually using gunpowder, but it's a chemical that doesn't contaminate, you know, long term unless you covered the whole site with it, I guess. But you put it in the stump, and what it does is it just dissolves the cellulose of the stump, and it just melts away. You wet it, and you cover it with the mulch, just like we would with all those other things. If you do the diesel and molasses, I'd still put shredded trimmings, tree trimmings over the top of it, but it's most important if you do the saltpeter to cover it up and keep that saltpeter moist. In fact, I just did it to a tree I cut down. I cut down a great big flowering peach that I'm using to do wood carvings that had gotten too crowded in my garden. And I'm doing it, and I'm taking pictures of the whole process and showing people. And I noticed that if you don't add a little bit more of the saltpeter, it's a white powder. It looks about like sugar. If you don't add a little bit more of it time to time, it kind of melts down and dissolves. So you add a little bit more as you go and keep it moist. And it's going to probably kill the stumps quicker than any of those other techniques.
Awesome. That's good to know.
Now, one other thing that fits into this conversation, the people from Pure Grow are here at the Mother Earth News fair where I am, and it'll be this afternoon, and they have a booth and they're showing their products and we're talking about them as well. And I was talking to one of the owners, Danny, who is giving some thought on a question I gave him. We're doing some consulting with some cities to go organic. Denton, the city of Denton, is one of them, and one of the things that they've had an issue with that we're trying to help them fix is that they've had legustrums, the privet, you know, invasive plant, expand, and they want to kill it. And so we're actually looking at coming up with organic herbicides that will kill woody plants, and we're working on that idea right now. So that's all I have for you today, but we'll keep you posted if we come up with some even better ideas, okay?
All right, thank you.
Brett, thanks for calling. And that'll end this hour, I do believe, if I'm looking at the numbers right. Yeah, we'll do a third one for you. If you don't get all 3 hours of my show, you can listen streamed online on dirtdoctor.com. Also, we have podcasts, and we also have an app, the Dirt Doctor app. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and we'll be back with you after this.